Baniziad was in first grade when the World Trade Center was destroyed. She's Muslim American, and growing up in the years after 9/11, the narrative about her religion and its followers cast a shadow on how she viewed herself and her place in society.
From a very young age, imagine like the age of, you know, 6, 7, and feeling like the entire nation's turning against you, it does stuff to you. It does stuff to your self-esteem, to the way you perceive yourself, the way you try to connect with your own identity.
Ziad is president of the Muslim Students Association at the University of Illinois. As a young Muslim, she says she felt like she needed to hide. She feared being targeted.
Throughout those challenges, I've built my character, and I think a lot of other Muslims have built their character to be strong, you know, to be strong-minded. But in essence, there's always that fear in the back of my mind that it's going to catch up with me, you know, and that's super unfortunate. That shouldn't be the case.
This year, there has been even more anxiety with the approach of the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Adha. Muslims use the lunar calendar to set the date for the holiday. And Usman Sawadogo, imam of the Central Illinois Mosque and Islamic Center in Urbana, says the date for this year's celebration was projected to fall on September 11th.
The fear of the Muslim is from how people will perceive them celebrating on 9/11. They may say, oh, yeah, that person was right. Look, they're celebrating. So this was one of the fear. But thank God, the calendar is confirmed now that it won't be on September 11th.
The date for Eid al-Adha is determined by the sighting of a new moon in Saudi Arabia, where Mecca is located. The moon was sighted one day later than expected, so Eid is slated for September 12th, not the 11th. Ziad says that could still be a problem for Muslims.
It's not going to be easy to explain that, you know, Eid fell on 9/12 because of the lunar calendar. I think that you will have that group of people that are always angry at Muslims for, you know, unreasonable purposes. That will say, you know, no matter what, you guys are trying to celebrate, you know, a huge catastrophe that happened to this, you know, this nation.
Imam Sawadogo says the best way to change people's attitudes is through education. He emphasizes that even though Eid is a Muslim holiday, it is also an interfaith celebration, since many of the rituals commemorate Abraham, who has connections to other faiths too.
We see a patriarch of religion. We see Judaism in Abraham. We see Christianity in Abraham. So this Eid is a way for us to connect with other faiths, the faith before us.
Ziad, the U of I student, says she's relieved. She won't have to face the backlash of celebrating a Muslim holiday on September 11th. But she knows she'll probably have to deal with stereotypes the rest of her life.
I still, you know, practice my Islam. I still practice my Islam outwardly as well. And so I don't try to be dictated by people who try to push me in a corner through fear.
And as president of the Muslim Students Association, she also wants to educate others about Islam. The organization is planning Islam Awareness Week in the beginning of October. For Illinois Public Media, I'm Abrar Elhiti.